Good day, and welcome to the Vienna International Airport Traffic Results Conference Call. For your information, today's conference is being recorded. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Ms. Judith Helleny, Head of IR. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the conference call for the traffic results for 2013 and the outlook for 2014. The presentation will be held by Mr. Jaeger and Mr. Ofner, our Board of Management, and it will be followed after the presentation by a Q&A session. You can find the presentation at our homepage under Investor Relations, Publications, Presentations. The call will be recorded, as you've already heard, and the replay will be available most probably tomorrow by noon at our homepage as well. And now I would like to hand over to you, Mr. Jaeger. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I will give you a brief overview about our traffic results 2013, which won't be a big surprise for you anyway, and the outlook for our expectation of 2014. As you know, 2013 was internationally a challenging year for the whole European aviation industry. In particular, what had a negative impact on the traffic results in Vienna was obviously additionally the strong winter in January 2013, some strike in Germany, the specific situation of Niki, our second biggest carrier and the subsidiary of Air Berlin, and their strategy change, which led to the closure of their flights to Belgrade, Bucharest, and Sofia. And in general, the capacity cuts of our main customers. And obviously as well, the political turbulence in North Africa and the Middle East, which cost us alone in Egypt 75,000 passengers last year. The results in detail are a minus of 0.7% in passenger volume, which is made of an increase in the local passengers by 0.7% and a decrease in transfer traffic by minus 3.7%. The flight movement decreased quite significantly with minus 5.5%. The MTOW decreased by minus 2.6%, and seat occupancy increased by 1.9 percentage points up to 74.8%. Cargo increased in the end by 1.6% up to 256,000 tons. Our international investments developed overall positively. Malta with an impressive increase of 10.5% in passenger volume, Friedrichshafen with a slight decrease of 1.7%, and Košice with a slight increase of plus 0.6%, which was mainly achieved because of a very strong autumn with a new Wizz Air operation to London. Overall, we are comparing ourselves with the other EU airports pretty much for the first time in a long time, where we were below the European average, and the EU average was, according to ACI, plus 0.8% in passenger volume. Which I would like to highlight is the clear trend reversal in the cargo area, where we had significant decrease in the first half year of 2013 and a very significant increase by 10% in the second half of the year. And this is something we expect to continue at least in the first half of 2014 as well. So we believe that there should be a significant growth coming from cargo. In the passenger segment, there is a positive trend in the second half of 2013 as well, although on a very small scale. We saw significant decreases in the first half of the year with minus 1.7 and minus 1.8 in the first quarter, respectively in the second quarter, more or less a stagnation in the third quarter and a slight increase of plus 0.5% in the fourth quarter. And this gives us some reason to be optimistic as well for 2014. One very important long-term trend I would like to highlight is the increase in aircraft size and occupancy. And if you go back to the year 2009 and compare the 2013 results with 2009, we saw an impressive increase in seat load factor by 6.1 percentage points, an increase of 17.3% in the seats per flight, and an increase in 27.9% in passengers per flight. We still think that there's some room for improvement in respect of the seat load factor, and we still think that there will be, on average, more seats per flight in the coming years. Probably this trend might slow down a bit, but in general, we think that this is a trend which will continue in the coming years, which is obviously good news as well in terms of capacity. As you know, we are working for a very long time now on the third runway project, and with the aircraft movement development in 2013 and the overall development since 2008, we think the pressure on additional runway capacity significantly slowed down, which obviously is good news for us. In respect the geographical composition of our traffic results, maybe a few words to our main markets. Europe is still by far our most important market with a market share of 88.3%, which highlights again our position that there's room for long-haul growth in Vienna. We had an increase to Western Europe by 0.6% and a decrease of minus 2.7% to Eastern Europe. The main reason there is the already mentioned flight reductions to Sofia, Bucharest and Belgrade. We had some growth to Moscow and St. Petersburg, but we don't see our position as the leading hub to Eastern Europe in any way at risk, because the reductions in passenger numbers were mainly driven by the change in strategy of Niki. The Austrian Airlines network between the East and the West is still the leading network to Eastern Europe within Lufthansa Group. We had a significant reduction by 5.6% in passenger numbers to the Far East, mainly due to the change in the fleet of Austrian Airlines. As you know, overall, Austrian had at every point in time in 2013 one long-haul aircraft out for refurbishment. The same applies to the Middle East. We had a decrease in passenger number to Tehran and a decrease to Dubai due to the Austrian fleet refitting. We had a strong growth to North America with 10%. Trend which should continue in 2014 with a full year operation to Chicago with an increase in flights per week, and on the other hand by mid-year the new Newark connection from Austrian Airlines. Africa, a significant decline due to the crisis in Egypt by 17.1%, and South America very insignificant in total with a market share of 0.1%, but an increase by 36.7% due to a new operation to Varadero. In respect to the results of the different airlines, Austrian Airlines with a decrease of minus 1.6%, Lufthansa more or less stagnant, Germanwings, a significant increase by 19.8% due to the new route to Hamburg, which they took over from Lufthansa, and Swiss with an increase of 7.6% due to higher occupancy. Overall, Lufthansa Group, by far the most important airline group in Vienna, with a market share of 60.5% and a decrease of minus 1.1% in passenger numbers. What I think is a certain difference as well if we compare us to Frankfurt, Munich and Zurich, and the reason why we had this year results which are not completely in line with these airports is the special situation here with Niki and Air Berlin. We saw a very significant decrease of 7.2% in total in the Air Berlin group in Vienna, and they decreased their market share to 17.1% from 18.3%. And from all the other airlines, pretty much only positive results. Turkish with a very significant increase of 35%, British Airways plus 6.9%, Emirates plus 5.1%, and KLM plus 10%, and all the other airlines, which add up to a market share of 15.4%, increased by 2.6%. Yeah, this leads me to our outlook for 2014. Essentially, we have a very positive outlook for the passenger development in 2014, and in particular, the last 14 days brought a lot of positive news in regard of traffic. As I said before, Austrian Airlines will start their flights to Newark. They will open again their flights to Tehran. They will increase flights to Chicago, Frankfurt, London. So overall, we look at the positive development of Austrian Airlines. We expect Niki to grow very slightly. Right now, they still feel the impact of the crisis in Egypt and the lack of affordable sun and sea destinations in winter. But overall, we look slightly positive at the development of Niki for this year. They will start flights to Madrid, Malta, and Larnaca. Will increase their flights to Rome and to some destinations in Greece. Apart from that, there will be a new operation to Manchester from Jet2Com, a new operation to Algiers from Air Algérie. There will be increase in frequencies to Lisbon, to London from British Airways. China Southern Cargo will increase their weekly flights up to 6. Korean Air will start a non-stop operation in summer to Seoul, and instead of going in a triangle to via Zurich, it seems that we stand a good chance that Air China will start operation in May to combine Beijing, Vienna, Barcelona, Barcelona, Vienna, Beijing. There are some other interested airlines like Royal Jordanian, and we're having right now a number of discussions, and we are quite optimistic that the one or other will lead to additional traffic in the next 12 months. What has been introduced in Q4 in 2013 was Milan Linate by Alitalia, Bremen by Germania, and Mombasa by Condor, which should have a positive impact on 2013, obviously, as well. All this leads us to a forecast which where we see a growth in passenger numbers of 1 to 3% in 2014, and more or less stagnant flight movements in the range of minus 1 to plus 1%. And therefore, we have an optimistic outlook on 2014. And I'll hand over to my colleague, Dr. Ofner.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, I wish you a good afternoon and best regards from Vienna. Following the traffic forecast for 2014, I think we can add a positive outlook and guidance also for our financial figures. This has to be seen on the background that more or less all our strategic goals during 2013 have been reached, especially cost management, improvement of productivity, and sustainable reduction in operating, financing, and personal costs. And from that perspective, our full year's result will follow our guidance, which we gave after Q3. One substantial factor that also contributed to the outperformance in regard of reducing our net debt position is the fact that we have now relatively high visibility about the total costs for checking 3, and fortunately it seems that we will end up substantially lower than initially expected. So in total we think we can reached somewhere at 725 million euro, which is more than 100 million lower than originally budgeted. And one major factor for that is that on the 23rd of December, so it was somehow a Christmas present also for us, the arbitration court finalized the biggest case, we have been awarded in total of roughly 16.7 million, which consists of several parts. And if you ask what I would understand the question, how will this be booked into our books, then the very major part of it will be deducted against construction costs, so will not be visible in our profit and loss statement, but will in the same amount reduce future write-offs and depreciations. What is also one highlight of our guidance for 2014 is that from today's perspective, we will spend approximately 110 million for CAPEX on our way to become a real airport city. And the main project in regard of that is the completion of our railway station, is the construction of a new maintenance hangar, is the completion of our cargo building and the construction of new cargo positions for cargo planes, and are also the renovation of Pier West, which clearly will contribute to higher quality for our passengers. The rest is the maintenance CAPEX without real big surprises or changes so far. I mean, if you ask yourself and me, will we reach 110 million in the end of the year? It's always a little bit tricky to exactly foresee if or whether all projects can be completed as planned. So there is always some room for maneuver, and we saw this year that we came down fairly from our projections last year, but this is the best guess from today's perspective. In regard of our financial figures, we clearly see an improvement in our revenues, so the revenues should be higher than 630, and also our EBITDA should exceed 240 million, net profit should exceed 75 million, and our net debt position should stay somewhere 600 or below. And as I already mentioned, CAPEX at around 110 million. Maybe it's also interesting for you that this is a more conservative view on 2014, so it's not the higher end of our passenger number of 3% that is built in into these figures. So yes, there is some upside if we see growth of higher end of our passenger prognosis, but in principle we hope we can avoid disappointments from our guidance, and both sides, investors and we as representatives of the company, will be happy if we can outperform this guidance, hopefully throughout 2014. So from that perspective, if you want the judgment, it's a cautious guidance, but this is to our best knowledge what we try and are pretty sure to reach. In case there is no external shock or no totally unexpected developments that we cannot foresee right now. So that's the interpretation from my side, and feel free now to ask your questions.
Certainly. If you'd like to ask a question at this time, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Please ensure that the mute function on your telephone is switched off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. If you find that your question has already been answered, you may remove yourself from the queue by pressing star 2. Again, that's star 1 to ask a question. We'll now take our first question from Andrew Light from Citi. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon. I've got two questions. First of all, regarding the check-in three total cost of 725 million euros, how much more compensation does that assume, and do you expect? Is there a possibility of more compensation to come through should you be successful? And secondly, can you give us an update about the opening of the various retail outlets that I think you've hope they've got done by the first quarter, if there's any progress on that. Thank you.
Thanks for your question. Starting with the first question, I do not foresee substantial additional compensations. There might come one or another piece, but I would not assume it as material.
Yeah, regarding your second question, an update on retail from my end. As we said last year, our last guidance on the passenger revenue rate for retail was 190. I can confirm now that we achieved this target and we'll have a PRR of roughly 190 in 2013. Just for the sake of clarity and for benchmarks with other airports like Frankfurt, this does not include advertising. So we are making an additional roughly 0.4 euros for advertising. So in total, the number would be roughly 2.30 euros per revenue per passenger. In 2014, we expect a PRR of something between 2 euros and 2.10 euros. So this is our best guess from today's point of view. We had, I think, roughly 30 shops opening in the course of 2013. Now we have additional three very important retail projects in 2014. On the one hand, until mid-year, we will refurbish the duty-free shop in the old part of the terminal, which caters for roughly 40% of the passengers. We used to have a duty-free shop of 650 square meters there, and we will increase the space up to 1,300 square meters, and we will change the passenger flows and make sure that 100% of those 40% of our passengers have to pass through this duty-free shop. Secondly, we'll refurbish our Pier West. This is an area which caters for roughly 25% of our total passengers. And we will increase our retail space there by roughly 1,000 square meters from 700 to 1,700 square meters. And all the shops will be completely new. All the F&Bs will be completely new. Additionally, we will refurbish another three F&B outlets with roughly 1,000 square meters in total in the course of 2013 and 14. And then we have the aim to fill all the remaining few percent of our retail space in the course of 2014. So until the end of 2014, all the shops should be filled. There are now, I think, 3 or 4% not filled yet. So those few hundred square meters will be filled by the end of 2014. We will refurbish a major part of our food and beverage outlets, and we will have a completely walk-through duty-free shop in our old terminal and a refurbished shopping environment in Pier West. So this should give us in a position to have a significant increase then in 2015, to which extent we will guide you in the course of the year 2014.
Very comprehensive. Thank you very much for that.
Next question is from Alex Brignall from UBS. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. Thanks very much for taking the questions. I just have two, please. Just with regards to the cargo trends that you're identifying, I guess if you could just give us a view on what that might do for profitability in that business. Obviously, you've still got a little bit of CapEx that you need to do in that as well, so how you're sort of seeing that going into 2014. And then secondly, I'm not sure if you can give any more granularity with regards to the runway, but in the past you've given us a view on what year you might need it if it progresses as you had expected. I guess now you have different expectations. So if you had any best guess as to how many years it had been pushed back, that would be appreciated. Thank you.
In respect of cargo, we expect, as I said, a significantly positive development in 2014. We are in the course of refurbishing one of the main cargo buildings, and we intend to build two Code F positions for cargo. So overall, we can't guide obviously on a detailed impact on profitability in this area in 2014. But we expect that from cargo there should be positive development, in particular as well for our handling segment.
I mean, what might shed a little bit of a light on it is that the major part of the revenues we earn from cargo is rental revenues. And there we see slight but steady improvement. So especially, as one example, our Cargo North part now is more or less fully rented, 100%, which shows some additional needs and indicates growth also from the companies which are working in that field. So midterm perspective from rental incomes are significantly more positive than they have been maybe a year ago. In regard of the third runway, you are right. I mean, the necessity is pushed backward substantially, maybe 3 years, maybe 4 years, something around that, in regard of the reduction of movements. So from the perspective of financing such an investment, that is really good news, I think, for the company and finally, last but not least, also for our investors, because if we can start this project 3 or 4 years later, it gives us much more room in regard of our financing abilities.
What probably could be added to that is that we still don't know when we will get the second instance ruling. So we expect that this will take at least another 12 months. And then we are pretty sure that this will this case will go up to the highest court in Austria as well. So there will be a few years down the line before we're in a position to take a final decision. So yes, there will be most probably a certain the necessity for the investment pushback by a few years.
Thank you. Just if I could just jump back onto the cargo, sorry for doing this, but you talked about the increased revenues. With that, should we expect any increased cost, or is the majority of that revenue that comes through from rental just going to drop through?
That can be dropped through, because the cargo building now is renewed, and the buildings in Cargo North are as they are, so no changes or investments there. So, yes, this is a good contribution. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Next question is from Daniel Ruhl from Morgan Stanley. Please go ahead.
Hi there. This is Daniel Ruhl from Morgan Stanley. Three questions, please. Firstly, on the 17 million claim that you just received, can you just confirm if you've received that cash already, and if not, when are you going to receive it? Second question, on operating costs. Is it, excluding the some extra costs that you had this winter because of the harsh weather, do you think that you can have your operating costs down year on year? Do you think you're going to have some small cost inflation? I'm just wondering how cost, maybe some wage cost inflation mid through the year will combine with maybe some lower employee numbers. So what can you what should we expect OPEX to do throughout the year? And finally, looking at your guidance, you basically say that you will be at least 2.5 times net debt to EBITDA by the end of the year. And as you just said, this can prove to be conservative. What do you intend to do once leverage is below that target? Can you say anything in terms of how you're thinking about the dividend, potentially external growth? How are you going to... What sort of leverage are you comfortable with? Any color on that would be appreciated.
Yeah, starting with your first question, it's not or only a small part is a cash refund. The major part of this settlement is a correction of invoices, which we have not paid so far and which we now do not have to pay further on. So money that was more or less reserved and booked as investment now will not be paid and therefore will reduce construction costs overall. And only a smaller part of it is simply a cash refund of things already paid. In regard of operating costs, I can confirm that other operating costs, materials and so on, we should see some additional improvement also in 14. It is also due to the fact that we are running an energy efficiency program where we see from today's perspective on a comparable level of temperature and so on significant reductions for 14. On the other hand, what you guessed rightly is that personal costs, we definitely will see some increase because we will have a new round of the collective agreement, the latest beginning in May 14. And this by no means we can fully compensate by reducing workforce. I mean, there, we will also see, hopefully, some reduction in different parts of our operations where we still rationalize, but we will also see other parts where we maybe need additional personnel. And why I'm sure that we will see additional costs on the personnel side is also because there might be some shift of material costs so far to personal costs due to some changes in our structures.
So this might also contribute optically to higher personal costs, but in total, all these measures of partly insourcing things are per saldo positive for the company, because overall we will save costs. You are also right that if our guidance is realized, that we would exactly more or less reach 2.5 EBITDAs, which was a very important goal for us, and we are very happy that hopefully we can reach this goal already in 14, and so earlier than initially planned. But I cannot announce or give you now any confirmation that this automatically will lead to a higher payout ratio. I think this is a question that will have to be discussed once we see 14 figures. But where you might be right is that it definitely increases our room to maneuver, and it will be a soundly discussed decision that we will make, and we will carefully assess all pros and cons, how the regained financial health and strength of the company then will be used.
Thank you. That's all very clear. Just one clarification on the OPEX question. Did I understand correctly that did you say that in total, you expect operating costs to be down year on year, or did I misunderstand?
Yeah, material and other costs, not
but personal. But considering the total cost of materials plus personnel plus as other, did you give a comment on that? Can I understand that they will be down overall or no?
The savings on others and material costs should be more or less compensating expected higher spendings on the personal side.
Okay, so flattish overall is a good base case.
I would assume yes.
Okay, thank you.
I'm going to take our next question from Andy Jones from RBC. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, everyone. A couple of my questions have already been asked, so I've only got one left. Are you in any position to make a comment on Malta Airport, given your partner there seems to be in exclusive discussions to sell their stake? What's your view on this asset? Thank you.
Our view on Malta Airport is that the development over the years has been excellent. Only last year there was an increase of 10%. In passenger numbers over the years, I think from 2007 we had 2.7 million, now we have 4 million passenger numbers there, and I expect a positive development in 2014 as well. Our position in Malta is that we are contractually bound to keep this shareholding until 2017. It's true, our partner SNC-Lavalin has their lock-in period ended in 2012, and I would ask you to ask any questions regarding their intent or intention on their shareholding to SNC-Lavalin. I can't comment on that, but from our point of view, as I said, we have a contractual lock-in period until 2017, and I don't think that we would change our position there, or that we would be in a position to sell our shares in Malta before that.
Okay, thank you very much.
As a reminder to ask a question today, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. We'll now take our next question from Ruxandra Haradu-Duse from Kepler Cheuvreux. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. Thank you for taking my questions. I understand that Royal Jordanian has just received flight rights for direct flights from Vienna to Miami and Los Angeles. Do you know if and when they plan such flights? Then Can you please give us a breakdown of 2014 expected passenger growth in short haul and long haul? And my last question, have you taken a decision with respect to Terminal 2?
Terminal 2.
Let me start with your last question, Terminal 2. We have not taken a decision on Terminal 2, and we are still in a phase where we develop this project. We don't have any capacity issues in the coming future or in the coming years. So therefore, we take all the time we need to come up with a project on Terminal 2. So I would not expect any significant investment in the years 2014, 15, and 16 on the Terminal 2 project. Our lesson from our last terminal project is that the project development phase and the planning phase need their due time, and therefore we won't rush into that project. As soon as we have any news on our plans there, we'll obviously inform you. This does not mean that there won't be the one or other improvement in our infrastructure, but a very big and significant investment in knocking down Terminal 2, as I said, will not happen before the mentioned years. In respect of traffic, and before I go into the details, I would like to add one comment which was not asked right now, but I think this is a question which arises once in a while. The difference between the OAG data and our own data and forecasts. I think what is very important to note is that we are planning in a lot of detail, because obviously we know the historical data, we know the flight plans, and we adjust the published flight plans because we have a very good idea how much ad hoc cancellations Austrian Airlines does in an average year, how much ad hoc cancellations Niki does, and therefore the main difference is that OAG doesn't have any cancellations in their figures. So when they are forecasting, I think, a 3 to 4% increase in seat capacity in 2014 in Q2 and 3, we think that this is significantly too optimistic, because this is simply ignoring the fact that there are a lot of ad hoc cancellations, and in the times of cost-cutting programs with airlines, the ad hoc cancellations grow quite significantly. Secondly, from our point of view, they are overestimating the seats per flight, because when airlines issue their flights and come up with their flight plans, the seat capacity on these flights are not always entirely correct. Usually, they publish the maximum seat capacity on a flight, ignoring the fact that obviously there's a business class and so on in those flights as well. So those two reasons explain why we are in our seat capacity forecast for 2014 are less optimistic than OAG is. And in respect of your question regarding Royal Jordanian, it's true, Royal Jordanian got their traffic rights to do flights from Amman via Vienna to Miami and Los Angeles. We have not heard that Royal Jordanian has taken a decision on that issue. I would be surprised if Royal Jordanian would start before summer. So my gut feeling is that they probably would start in winter. But as I said, we haven't got any confirmation there. As I said before, we are relatively optimistic that we will see Air China in Vienna this year, which would be obviously a good news for retail as well. This would add had four weekly flights to Beijing, and it would support as well the Austrian Airlines hub in Vienna. We have good discussions with Ethiopian Airlines as well. So we are optimistic that on the long haul there will be some growth in 2014. We expect a significant growth in long haul. And obviously I can't give you now the detailed figures because otherwise the spread in our total forecast is useless. But I expect that long haul should grow something between 4% and 6% in 2014 and short haul something between 1% and 2%.
Thank you very much.
As a reminder to ask a question today, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. There are no further questions in the queue.
Well, in this case, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your participation. Should you have any other questions left or will some other questions arise in the coming days, please feel free to come back to us. We're happy to answer them. Wish you a nice afternoon. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
That will conclude today's conference call. Thank you for your participation. You may now disconnect.